Episode 515, Staying Fit in the Summer.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. How are you doing, my friend? Today is a pool party day. Are you ready to go jump in the pool? It is. It's a pool party, but I don't have a pool. I wish I had a pool. We could find a pool because we need to have a party. It is Staying Fit in the Summer. Are you ready to get it on? It's Power Pack Wednesday. It's a time for you to focus on how to be happy and healthy throughout your weeks, your days, what it brings you in your life. It's Power Pack Wednesday. This is something new we're starting here. It is all about nutrition and fitness, exercise, a way for us to figure out how to put in this healthy part of our life, okay? The intentional movement, our fuel for our bodies. And so our Power Pack Wednesdays are now going to be focused on that. Let me know what you think. You can head on over to our Facebook group, Women of Impact. You can find it at facebook.com/groups/thewomenofimpact. And yes, it is for women only. Request to join and I will be sure to approve your request. Would love to see you there. Let me know what you think. You can also do that by heading on over to createyournow.com. Click on Let's Connect and leave me a message. If you want that discovery call and you say, I want to chat with you more, do it there too. Say, hey, Christiane, I want to get to know you more. I've got questions for you. And it is free. It's all free. Yes, 20 to 30 minute call for you with me. I love it. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. We're a fun bunch of group of women across the world. Isn't that cool to know that you have sisters around the world? It gives me goosebumps thinking about it every single day. Enough of our domestic beauties. We've got the dust bunnies cleared. It is time for Power Pack Wednesday, Staying Fit in the Summer. One would think fitness is easier in the summer. Nicer weather equals more movement, but that's not the case. On the contrary, staying fit in the summer can be a challenge if you accept the misconceptions. Are you accepting the misconceptions? What are those misconceptions? What do you mean? Just because we are going to the pool 3 to 5 days of the week, it doesn't mean you're moving your body. How many times do you see women watching their children as they go down the water slide, but what are they doing? They're just standing around or they're sitting there kind of in the little lap pool with their toes going, you know, showing off their little pedicures. Oh yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? Yes, you do. You've seen them. Maybe you've been one of those mamas. It's okay to do it, but again, we're talking about staying fit in the summer. And what about the park? You may be catching your child at the end of the slide or pushing your child on the swings. How much movement is required in that? But wait, there's more. If you have older children, maybe they enjoy going to the pool in the park, but guess what? You are not exerting much effort at all. You're not using your muscles. Because they don't need you to push them on the swings. They know how to move their own legs to do it. They don't want you next to them going down those big slides. They're a big boy now. I'm a big boy now. Yes. And so they're like, Mom, I'm fine. Thank you. I do not need you right now. And what if you're mainly an adult? Now, I've got those two college kids now. I got two in high school and one in middle school. They really all think they're adults now. They might as well have their own house because that's how they probably would like it by now. Actually, no, that's not the case. We do a lot of things together, but we also do things that we don't do together. And when it's just my hubby and I, or maybe just me, we don't get a whole lot of movement. You may be sitting more than you realize. Your body was designed to move. We went to the zoo recently and I was so excited. Not just because I love to see all the animals, which I do, which I think I told you the story about, you know, the giraffes. And oh my goodness, that one majestic giraffe. Oh, he was gorgeous. And then we saw the lion. I loved the lion. Okay, but it's not about that. We're talking about staying fit in the summer. What the zoo brought me then was, oh my goodness, I'm going to get my steps in. This is going to be awesome. I looked later on to see kind of how I was on the steps. Did you know we only walked a little over 2 miles? Are you kidding me? I was just flabbergasted. I was like, there's no way. I need to go back and walk some more. I should have walked a lot more than that. Now, granted, it is a smaller zoo. It's not as big as some of the zoos we've visited in the past. We had a great time. But I didn't get what I needed personally for my body. I mean, I'm usually taking 15 to 20,000 steps a day. That's a lot of steps. Some of you are probably like, I hope to get to 5 to 8,000 steps a day. That's my body. I feel better when I move, and I know that's what makes me tick the best. That's how I work. That's how I'm my best selfie. So when I was at the zoo, I was like, that's crazy. Only a little over 2 miles? You see, staying fit in the summer can bring about more challenges than during the school year. We aren't moving as much. I walk outside my front door and I look at all these children. And what are they riding on? Electronical fun things like the bikes. You know, the scooters that now are all electrical. They have the cute little Barbie and Jeep. They're not bikes, but you know, they're the cool riders. And they're awesome. And the little toddlers look adorable in them. But they are not helping our health and well-being at all. They're stifling our children because they're not moving. What happened to traditional bicycles? What happened to skateboards? I mean, I think there are some electronic skateboards too. This is crazy. And we're starting this out at a very young age. If we're starting them out that young, as they get older, what happens? It only gets worse. Staying fit in the summer can actually be more of a challenge. Just because it's sunny outside doesn't mean that we're moving more. Yet we associate ourselves with that. We think that if we're at the pool, that means ultimately we're moving more. Wah, wah. And it's not. There's no magic button about health and fitness when it comes to being at the pool, unless if you're actually moving. I ask you, when was the last time you were at the pool and you actually swam and did laps? Probably not real recently. And if you have a little one that's attached to you, you're definitely not swimming laps at the pool. But can you still stay fit in your summer? Yes, you can. And here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Get up and shake up. Get up and shake up. That sounds easy to me. Well, it is easy. This is how you do it. Number one, for every hour of your day, and that's waking hour. I'm not asking you to do this. When you're sleeping, this is your waking hour. Intentionally move 10 minutes. And then you have 5 minutes to kind of refocus yourself and then get back into your groove. So, for example, let's say you're at work. You're like, Christiane, I do not have a summertime like some people do. I still, you know, we have vacation time, but I still go to a 9-to-5 job. That's okay. You can still do this. Work for 45 minutes and go walk the stairs for 10 minutes. Or better yet, go out and walk to your car, get some fresh air if it's not pouring down rain, and then come back inside. It does your mind, your body, and your spirit so good. You won't need that caffeine break and that pick-me-up at 2, 3, and 4 o'clock in the afternoon to get you through. You'll have your intentional 10 to do it. You're just going to naturally feel good. Now, at first, you may drag a little bit if you're not used to doing that. Your body will be like, whoa, where's my drug, my habit drug here? I need my caffeine. No, you don't. Go drink some water. Okay? So work, walk the stairs, or go outside. Intentional 10. If you're at home, go outside, kick a ball around, play ball with your kids, go play tag, run around the house, see how fast you can run. Do sprints. Sprints are awesome. You can sprint for 10, 15 seconds at a time and then just walk. Then 10, 15 seconds at a time, then walk. And do that just in your backyard. Oh my goodness, it's amazing for your heart rate. If you're at the pool, get up and swim. That's an easy one. That was easy. Okay, get up and swim away at that pool. And what about the park? Create your own obstacle course. American Ninja Warrior. My son was doing that here, last park we went to. And he's like, Mom, look, I'm a ninja. And he was going as fast as he could. I tried to catch up with him. Yeah, I did not make it. He's a fast little guy. But we had fun doing it. And it was what? Intentional 10. It was movement. So for every waking hour, get your intentional 10 in. So for example, how can this benefit you? If you have an 8-hour day, just your work day, for example, if you move those 10 minutes, what do you get? 80 move minutes. 80 move minutes. Whoop, whoop. Yeah. That's more than most of us have of actual fitness exercise. Crazy, huh? Well, do it. Every waking hour, intentional 10. And number 2, summer soul stroll. I love this one. For 20 to 30 minutes a day, yes, a day, that means every day. It can be any time during your day. You want to take a summer soul stroll. Yes, doesn't it sound great? Summer soul stroll. And that's what it's there for, is to rejuvenate who you are. Your mind, body, and spirit, getting that fresh air. If it's raining, you may not be able to do it. You know, you may have to step on a treadmill or actually do some laps in your house. We've done that before. We've just walked laps in our house. It looks funny, but we have fun. We put music on. We may put some jam and praise music on, and we just rock it out. And we just walk and walk and walk and walk, and we have a great time with it. And the puppy dog looks at us going, "What are you doing? This is not how you go on a walk." I know he thinks we're crazy, but that's okay. It's what? Staying fit in the summer. So summer soul stroll, 20 to 30 minutes. Do it with your child. Take your puppy dog on a walk. Obviously, be mindful of your safety, okay? Whether it's the intentional 10 you're working on or the summer soul stroll, be aware of your safety. If it's really hot out and you have troubles with heat, don't go out for your summer stroll at that point in time. Wait till the sun has gone down, or do your summer stroll early in the day. If you're about ready to hit 90s, mid-90 temperatures, some areas will be getting into the 100s soon, then make sure you are doing it safety first. Also, a fun thing you can add, especially if you have the little ones with you, do the skip stroll with it. What you do is you're going to raise your heart rate. You walk a little bit, and then for about 10, 15 seconds at first, then maybe you can go for a minute, maybe you could go a whole block, and you just skip. That's going to raise your heart rate. That is so excellent for you. You're going to feel so good. You're going to be like, why didn't I do this more often? Get up and shake up. Now, we've got some stay fit warnings you need to be aware of. Those stay fit warnings are consumption and hydration. First, let's talk about consumption. Know what you are consuming, what you're eating. What are you putting in your mouth? We have a tendency to eat while we are bored or just sitting around. You wonder why that is? It's because it's a form of movement. Not only have we been brought up and we've created this habit, like you go to the movies, you're supposed to have that popcorn and soda pop to drink. Same thing here. When we're just sitting around, we get bored. We're looking for, and our body's desiring movement. And so, well, we eat. That's considered movement to it. It's getting it, but it's not really what we need. Do your intentional 10 first before eating, and then consume something. And when you do consume something, eat healthy snacks. For example, be aware of those little snack packs, those 100 calorie packs that you think are oh so good. Look how much sugar's in there. Not oh so good. They're bad. Not good. Look at the goldfish. Oh yeah, goldfish are popular. I know. I used to feed my babies to me. Even look sometimes at your Cheerios. What's in your eating? You need to unprocess your summer eats. You need healthy snacks. For example, one thing would be is to have ham and cheese wraps. They're easy. They can be kept cold very simply in a cooler with some ice blocks, and it's great. So think about what you're consuming, all right? From consumption leads us to hydration. Hydration, how much water are you drinking? And I'm talking about water only, the good old H2O. Nothing else. Tea does not count. Nope, 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 nope. Neither does coffee. Nope, 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 nope. It's actual water. We've got to stay hydrated. By the time you know in your mouth that you're dry and you're going, gosh, I'm so thirsty, you are already in the mode of dehydration. So you need to hydrate before you're getting that, and not with sugary drinks. It's so easy to throw those in, been there, done that, but it's not good. And you wonder why the kiddos keep coming back 30 minutes later. Mom, I'm hungry. You just ate. Oh, but I'm still hungry, because all you're feeding them is sugar. And the body is like, oh, you fed me, but I don't feel satisfaction. I'm not satiated. This is not good. I need more. And so the mind says, you're hungry. And so it's like, okay, it's time to eat again 30 minutes later. Get away from that sugar. Go to your more protein, your healthy. Bring your celery sticks and peanut butter or almond butter. You can do, like I said, the ham and cheese little wraps. They're awesome. and they keep easy. You don't have to worry about stuff getting yucky. If you have to have some breading on it, then put it in a tortilla. Much better than white bread. And then guess what? Your drink with your water, and you have water bottles, do infused water. Put in, for example, strawberries, cucumbers, and just like, depending upon how much water you have, obviously, a leaf of mint. Oh my goodness, it's so yummy and it's so refreshing. It's yummy, 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 yummy. I want some now. So if you have some of those water jugs, you can get, they're bigger. You know, they're almost like a gallon water jug. I'm not talking like the huge Gatorade bottles that you see, you know, those big jugs that you see on the sidelines. And I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about more of the portable ones. They're like the gallon ones. You may need approximately 3/4 of a pound of strawberries to that, to maybe a half to a whole cucumber, depending upon how big that cucumber is, and then probably 4 to 5 mint leaves. And then, and that's going to really infuse that water good. Then you can do it like if it's a 32 ounce water bottle, you're only going to need like 2 or 3 strawberries. And then you can throw in 1 mint leaf with probably about 1/4 most of your cucumbers. So that kind of gives you a ratio. Try it out. Figure it out. See if you like it. Do it before you head out. Try it at home one time and see. You can use other fruits too. Whatever you have in the box, that's a great way to use fruits that are close to, oh my goodness, I don't know if these are going to go bad. Well, great. You know, you can throw apples in there. Same thing. Use infused water. And on top of it, if you're out somewhere and they sell shaved ice, just go up and say, can I just buy the shaved ice for you? Most of the time, they're not going to ask you to pay for the whole thing. They're going to just charge you a small portion of that. Then take your own infused water and pour it over there, and you get to enjoy a nice, healthy snack that you know what's in there, and you don't have to worry about all that added extra gunk that's just going to add gunk into your system, right? It's all about staying fit in the summer. Can you do it? Oh, yes, you can. Get up and shake up. You're going to do it. And I can see you moving now. Let's go. Let's go to the pool. Pack your bags. It is time to go. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.